AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Benny Thompson, the chair of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, said,
"There being no further business, without objection, the select committee stands adjourned."
Before the adjournment, the committee recommended criminal charges against former President Donald Trump and his associates. This is mostly symbolic. Virginia Democrat Elaine Lauria is on the committee.
President Trump lit the flame. He poured gasoline on the fire and sat by in the White House dining room for hours watching the fire burn. And today, he still continues to fan those flames.
The committee alleged violations of four criminal statutes by Trump in both the run-up to the riot and during the insurrection itself. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says it's all about the facts.
"We understand the gravity of each and every referral we are making today, just as we understand the magnitude of the crime against democracy that we describe in our report. But we have gone where the facts and the law lead us, and inescapably, they lead us here."
The Justice Department ultimately decides whether to prosecute Trump or others. The committee may make ethics referrals for five House Republicans, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who ignored congressional subpoenas from the panel. The Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled allowing doctors to prescribe a lethal dose of medication to mentally competent patients with terminal illnesses is not protected in the state constitution. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare trip to Moscow's ally Belarus as his forces pursued their campaign to torment Ukraine from the air. Several Pakistani Taliban detainees overpowered their guards at a counterterrorism center in northwestern Pakistan, snatching police weapons, taking hostages, and seizing control of the facility. Stocks are lower in late trading. This is AP News. The Vatican has defrocked an American priest over his anti-abortion stand and support of Donald Trump.
The Vatican calls former Father Frank Pavone's communications on social media blasphemous and says it was his persistent disobedience of his bishop who repeatedly told him to stop his partisan activism for Donald Trump that got him defrocked. A defiant Pavone appeared on his social media wearing his church collar under a biker jacket Sunday to answer questions and call attention to what he says is decades of persecution by the church.
"It's the cancel culture, it's war on supporters of pro-life candidates."
Pavone's supporters denounced the defrocking, including Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
The man who killed five people at a suburban Toronto condo before police killed him posted on social media about a lawsuit claiming the building's electrical room was making him sick. Ed Donahue, AP News.